Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Now, Jerry says, Fran, how did you get called back so quick? My first vaccine was 9 weeks ago and I have nothing. I got Moderna, Jerry, and I think it's almost 4 weeks ago now. So I think that's the story with Moderna. It's within about a month as far as I know. Maybe you got AstraZeneca, which is the one that has that long gap, even though it's being shortened now by all accounts. Michelle Aylward is CEO of the County Tipperary Chamber of Commerce and has announced an extension to the deadline for the Tipperary Business Awards, and she joins me now. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
And good to talk to you today. Tell me about the why are you extending the deadline, Michelle?
Indeed, yeah. So we've extended the deadline to the 18th of June, which is this Friday, Fran, which was a 2 week extension. The reason being, I think when we looked at the entries that had come in this year, some of the categories would normally fill up very quick, such as our retail and our hospitality categories. And this year they were quite low, and I was kind of quite surprised. So I suppose when myself and the committee or whatever, we were out, we were talking to people up and down Tipperary, and it was probably to do with they were getting ready to reopen,
of course,
with the timeline. So I said, look, I brought it back to the committee and I said, look, to be fair, you know, there was a lot going on with the lockdowns, and the retailers and the hospitality sector, they wanted to enter the awards this year. So that was the reason for it. So we extended it, and it's now open till the 18th of June.
Very good. And what's it looking like at present? I mean, have people had a bit more time now to do up their entry?
They have indeed. I mean, I think we've been blown away, Fran, with the number of entries this year, which is amazing. And you know, I think the judging panel are going to have a tough decisions this year because the number of entries alone, which is great.
Right, isn't it great altogether? And all in different categories as well, of course, Michelle.
There is indeed. So there's 13 categories in total. So there's something there for every business in Tipperary. We haven't forgotten any kind of sector this year whatsoever. So there's something there to suit every business.
All right. Very good. And now, of course, it's virtual awards this year because of the dreaded COVID.
Indeed. So they are going to take place online with us this year virtually, and they're going to be on the 4th of November. So again, all following strict government guidelines.
Right. Now, you still have a couple of days, I guess, Michelle, if people want to get involved.
Yes, they do, Fran. So again, I'm just hoping that any of your listeners today, that they speak with their employers, if they haven't entered the awards, that they go on to our website, countytipperarychamber.com, fill out the application form. It's free of charge. Most importantly, you don't need to be a chamber member. All you need to be is a Tipperary-based business. And I think it would be the best business decision that you could make today if you fill out that application.
And to people who might be thinking about this, would you just explain what you just said to me there? Why is it such a good thing to be part of, do you think, Michelle?
Indeed, because, I mean, the PR alone on it, Fran, is phenomenal.
The networking,
Indeed, to get your name out there as a Tipperary-based business. I mean, we're a very big county. We have a number of amazing businesses in the county. You know, we should celebrate that success and reap the rewards for it.
Very good. And in terms of the adjudication then of the entries, how does that happen and over what period?
Indeed. So again, with our partners, our education and innovation partners, LIT, they have sourced an independent judging panel, and they will take over all of that. And they will go. They will put the entries through their pace with their application. So again, nothing to do with me.
You hasten to add.
Indeed, definitely. Nothing whatsoever to do with myself at all. So again, all up to LIT on the day.
Yeah, there were some issues in previous years about the complexity of entering, but you've dealt with that this year. It's much easier, isn't it?
It is. And look, it's like anything, you know, even companies rang me the other day and they said, oh, the 2 week extension was excellent, but they still, you know, you just need time. So when the call out today, or I suppose the call for action today, Fran, is, you know, go onto our website, take 10 minutes, and fill out the application form. You will have it entered in within 10 minutes. So we've made it as very simple as possible for businesses. And as I said, it could be the best business decision that you could make this year.
Absolutely. Well, it's always a fantastic occasion, that's for sure. Before I let you go, can I just ask you about business in general? Because we're seeing partial reopening. We're looking forward to more reopening as the weeks go by. What's the atmosphere like out there, Michelle?
I think it's exciting, Fran. Some kind of new normality is returning. The shop local is very, very good at the moment, especially within Tipperary. And I think businesses are, you know, look, they're resilient and we're looking forward to the future. So the future is looking bright, I think.
All right. And I presume, as ever, you would advocate that people become part of Chamber, because there's a lot of great reasons to do so.
Definitely, indeed. I mean, you know, we've got 41 different individual chambers throughout Ireland. You know, we are probably the biggest business network that is out there. So anybody that's interested in getting involved with a chamber, again, just my number will be available on our website or my email address, and I would encourage anybody to get in contact with us.
All right. Michelle, always a pleasure. Look after yourself and thanks for coming on with us. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Fran. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Aylward there, who's CEO of the County Tipperary Chamber, and talking to us about that extension to the deadline of the Tipperary Business Awards. It's this coming Friday. I presume it's close of business on Friday, so lots of great reasons to get your business involved in this. News and information is on the way.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.